Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Hey, I hope this podcast inspires you, challenges you, motivates you, and jumpstarts your day no matter when it is that you're listening. Hey, I've been thinking about a couple titles for this podcast. I'm really not sure where I'm going with it yet. But we've all heard about herd immunity. I want to make sure I say it right. Herd immunity. But what about herd mentality? Have you heard about herd mentality? I'll address herd immunity some other time. I want to address herd mentality. You know, where you follow the crowd. You know, where you just fit in like everybody else. Where you can't tell a Christian from the world. Where if you were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. That kind of thing. You know, there are Bible passages that talk about this. You know, if you love the world, the love of the Father isn't in you. We're not to love the world, but we are to be transforming our minds in the Word. That's, you know, Romans 12. But I wanted to see if there was a Bible verse that really addressed a herd mentality. And I found one. And I've never thought of it really as a herd mentality verse or, you know, a following the crowd type of verse. But I'm probably going to venture out to say that I can't think of a better verse to define a herd mentality than Matthew 7:13. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 7:13. So many of us like to follow the crowd. We all want to be liked. We all want to be appreciated and loved. But being appreciated and loved is dangerous if you're a Christian. Because if you love the world and the world loves you, there's something wrong with your witness and your testimony and your... Because Jesus even said it himself, you will be hated because of my name. And if you're not hated, something is wrong. So, is it possible for Christians to have the herd mentality? Well, to be quite honest, I've been seeing it all over the place lately. That herd mentality where the government says you should get a vaccine and people aren't even praying about it. They're just running out and getting a vaccine, not even wondering at all, number one, what's going into your body. They're not even thinking about what God's word has to say about, you know, healing, you know, protection, you know, I will be with you. No plague shall come near your house. Now, I'm going to be the first one to tell you I got COVID, but I recovered. I recovered from COVID. But we have that herd mentality to run out and do whatever the government says. We have that herd mentality to pledge allegiance to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or to Joe Biden or Donald Trump, that herd mentality when the only person we should be pledging allegiance to is Jesus Christ. We got to stop pledging allegiance to these other things. It's those other things that come in and choke the word from being fruitful in your life. Those other things. We gotta think about those other things. So are we in the midst of a herd mentality? I think we're seeing it like never before. I believe we are in the great falling away. We are witnessing the great falling away that the Bible talks about in end times. I believe Christians are falling away due to politics, due to patriotism, supporting presidential candidates and pledging allegiance and all other kinds of due to Black Lives Matter. I believe we're pledging allegiance to things and organizations, and we're becoming part of that herd mentality versus being the Christian that Jesus wants us to be, that is going to be hated by the world because of who Jesus is. That doesn't mean we aren't to be loving, because Jesus also said to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. But let me talk about Matthew 7:13, the herd mentality verse. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. and those who enter by it are many. There it is. For the gate that is narrow, for the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to eternal life, and those who find it are few. So everybody's running to that wide gate. Everybody's running to that gate that leads to destruction, that gate of the world, that gate of materialism, the gate of greed, the gate of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Everybody's running to that, including many Christians. A lot of Christians are running to politicians and groups and all kinds of things that don't line up with God's word. How does any Christian support a politician whose policies don't line up with the word? I've heard actual Christians say, well, I couldn't vote for him, but I'll vote for him because his policies line up more with the word than others, than the other candidate. I have a hard time voting for anybody whose words don't line up with the word, and we can't find a candidate like that anymore. Now we have to just choose a candidate who comes close enough. It's sad. We all fall into the herd mentality in some way. But how about that wide path that leads to destruction? It reminds me of the freeway. I always talk about this. Those four or five lanes that are packed, and then there's the carpool lane that's zipping by. Those few people on that narrow path that leads to eternal life. You have to ask yourself, are you on the wide path? Are you in the midst of herd mentality where you're doing everything that everybody else is doing? You're conforming to the ways of the world. You're not being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because being a Christian, you should change. Being a Christian will cause people to not like you. Being a Christian will cause people to make fun of you. And challenge you and persecute you, to be honest. I mean, there are people at my work that actually make fun of me. And I just laugh. You know, I laugh. But there is I believe it's a plague of a herd mentality. I can see how the enemy is setting up this whole thing. You know, Jesus even said it. Jesus even said it where the person came up to him and said, Lord, I did this for you. I did that for you. I did this for you. And he said, away from me. I never knew who you were. And I think there are many people that think they are Christians and they believe they're going to heaven. But they have that herd mentality and they're on that wide path and they really don't know it. That's a scary place to be. Imagine walking up to Jesus and saying, Jesus, I was a deacon in your church. Jesus, I served on the worship team. Jesus, I led worship. And he looks at you and says, I don't even know who you are. So I have to ask, have you fallen into a herd mentality where you just go along with the crowd? I mean, the first thing when that vaccine came out and the government said, go get vaccinated, the first thing we should have done as Christians is pray about it. And to be quite honest, I really didn't need to pray about it because I'm not going to get the vaccine. It's not because I'm anti-vaccine. It's because I serve a God who heals. And if God doesn't heal me, I'm not afraid to die. To live is Christ and to die is gain. We don't have that mentality. That's not a herd mentality. To live is Christ and to die is gain is not a herd mentality way of thinking. The herd mentality says, whatever the crowd is doing, I'm going to do. I got to feel safe. I also think about the herd mentality when Peter walked on the water. There's Jesus out on the water in the storm. And Peter says, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come out on the water. And Jesus says, come on, Peter. And you would think the other disciples, when they saw Peter doing what he was doing, they would jump out of that boat. But no. They had that herd mentality. Man, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There's no way I'm doing that. Those 11 other disciples stayed in that boat, had that herd mentality. I'm going to do what these guys are doing. After all, if I get out of the boat and I sink, what will it look like for everybody else? So my challenge to you is get out of the herd mentality. You're not supposed to fit in with the world. You're not supposed to be liked by people. You're supposed to love people and cherish people and honor people and be respectful to people. But once you name the name of Jesus, you will be hated. You have to know that. You cannot jump to the herd if people start hating you. You will be singled out. You will be left out. You will be ostracized and you will be hated for being a Christian. That may not sound like a good thing to you, but guess what? You're either on the wide path that leads to destruction or the narrow path that leads to eternal life. We get to choose. What path are you going to choose? What path are you going to choose? Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.